This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us today. Ava, you're here.
I am.
I'm here. Conspicuous by his absence, Don.
He should be here.
We're not sure.
We'll see if he makes it.
See if he strolls in at some point. You know, late bloomer or whatever they call it. It's all good. Going to have some fun today. Lots of cool stuff. Little comments going on about Erie. It's coming up open water season. If you have not fished Lake Erie, a lot of positives coming out of that. And a story we've been following throughout probably all of this last part of the year on the tournament scam cheating going on. A little bit of update on that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's always good to see you, Eric.
You know, that's a great way to be a day brightener. And I'm very glad to have everybody that joins us every week. We never say much about that. It always surprises me how many people actually listen, because I just think it's us sitting here in the studio. That's it.
We're a little entertaining, kind of likable, so.
And darn it, people like us. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Just maybe.
We try. We give it a shot. And we hope to come up with some fun stories and be informative at the same time, which is also important. But I would be remiss if we didn't have a little conversation, because things have already started to, shall we say, break loose or break free or just break. We've had people go through the ice already. This is kind of one of those things where it looks, and I've got a story coming up with that, and so the ice out scenario looks like it's going to be later than normal, but you know, if you're going to go out on the ice, doggone it.
It's been a bad year for ice.
All the way around.
Too much snow.
Well, and that's part of the late ice scenario that's going to go on across probably the central to northern part of the state. But nonetheless, being safe out there right now is a big deal. I know people like to get that last bit of ice fishing. They push the limits. They go out. Not a good thing. Be cautious. You can get some spots that are no issues, others that are going to be a major problem. So don't push it, period. Don't push it. Now, on the other hand, same thing holds true with the early water fishing, you know, right. open water fishing, I should say early open water. And I know people like to get out there, but be careful as well, because what ends up happening, and I've had this happen, if there's ice on the lake and you do have an ability to launch your boat, seen it where you go in the morning and then in the afternoon you can't get to the launch ramp because you've got ice blown into your ramp. So be fully aware of what things you may have to do to get your boat back on the trailer. And that can be a bit of a problem. I know the Rainy River, that bite is rock star. That's going big time. I know the river down here in Red Wing, that's also taken off, and people are catching some massive fish. So lots of opportunities to catch fish. Lastly, etiquette when you're doing this fishing at this time of year, the spring fishing, early spring, when it does freeze, please, the etiquette is when you launch your boat, bring your boat to the edge of the ramp. Once either you've launched, pull the boat so the wheels are just at the edge of the ramp, so the most of the trailer is still near the edge of the water. Do not pull your trailer while it's still just torrentially dripping water. Drive it up onto the ramp and take off. Not a good call. Why? Because it will freeze, and the next person or you may have an issue, and you will slide all the way down into the water without brakes. Because last time I checked, when you put the brakes on and it's ice, you just still keep going, especially on the incline.
Yep.
So ramp etiquette is extremely crucial. So please let your boat drain at the water line. Let the water come off it. The tires can be just in the water and your trailer be clear, but it lets the water drop. Just give it a 40 seconds, something like that. Maybe, you know, just to let it dry or
quit dripping.
Most of it. Yeah. Literally, because it's a ton of water. And there's some people that just pull it right up and literally tear up the ramp, and it carries water. Literally, a pool of water comes
all the way
up, lake of water. So really important there. And understand that there are other people out there, and it's always good. We'll talk about more ramp etiquette as the season goes on, just little tips and tricks. But in this case, this is a crucial one. So a lot of people don't know when they do launch a boat and it's icy conditions. It's not good. If somebody walks across the ramp, they don't notice it, same thing happens. They'll wipe out. So it's kind of a bummer, I would say, let's say the least.
Yeah, I mean, all good things to remember, though, because if it's been a while, you could forget about that, you know?
Well, here's the other, might as well get into it. We talked a little bit about it last week. When you do launch your boat and you bring it back up and it's cold water, do not, as I normally will do in summer, I don't worry about clicking the latch on the way up the ramp. I don't worry about it because I know the boat's not going anywhere. You can't budge that boat. Now, however, that boat's been sitting out wet, frozen. When you come back at the end of the, let's say it's 5-6 o'clock at the end of the day, you put that boat back on, you better darn well make sure that you click the ratchet strap or the front hook, the winch strap, to the bow eye and make sure that you have that connected, because all too often I've seen not good things happen.
Right
Well, and last year we had two incidents. I was privy to one. I was there for one of them. Several gentlemen were launching their boat and they unhooked the ratchet strap and it dumped the boat onto the ramp so that it was literally hanging at a 45 degree angle with no rope on it. And the back end was on the bottom of the ramp on the concrete and the trailer was supporting it in the middle. So we had to don't move the truck. Grab the strap, hook it up, winch it down a little bit, and then have four guys jump onto the front of the boat so we could ratchet it back down, pull the boat off of the ramp, and then slowly back that boat down. Another one actually launched completely onto the concrete. And when they had to get a crane to get it back up onto the trailer. So this is the time of year when things happen that you just... You don't think about it. Maybe it's 50 degrees during the day, but overnight it can freeze and cause major problems. So,
dude, all these things. But you know what? It's kind of like if you're going to make the mistakes, do them now.
Well,
because everybody, you know, you're not going to be the only one that makes a mistake.
Yeah, but the mistakes now can be kind of bad for the health of your equipment.
Yes, I am not saying make terrible mistakes. I'm saying those little things. Just
make
remember.
Sure you don't make a bad big one that causes the rest of the year to be unhappy.
Yeah, no cranes involved.
No cranes involved. All right. Well, we're not going to have cranes involved in the next part of the show. Stick around. We'll be right back.